Michael Moore is a Russian agent, whether he knows it or not. Rod Rosenstein's latest revelations about a troll farm originating in St. Petersburg, Russia, and networking its way to a Russian couple has ensnared Michael Moore. The indictment read, in or around November 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators organized a rally in New York through one organization-controlled group designed to show your support for President-elect Donald Trump, held on or about November 12, 2016. At the same time, defendants and their co-conspirators through another organization-controlled group organized a rally in New York called Trump is Not My President.
And that's because thousands of people, as you know, Alex, are feeling marginalized by President-elect Donald Trump's comments. They said this is a love rally.
Hey, Morgan, can you tell who has organized this rally? It has been suggested that so many of the protests across this country have been impromptu rallies, and it's been supported by a very diverse array of constituents. Is there someone in charge here?
The person that organized this protest, a 20-year-old student from St. John University here in New York, and he actually, we've seen him several times shaking hands with police officers, talking about what direction they want to go in, how can they go about it peacefully. It is the most organized protest that I've seen happen here in New York City, and that's good news.
That woman, when she's saying she's concerned that black people will be shot in the street, did she back from that at all, or is that a legitimate concern for her? Because that's scary.
Alex, it's not only a legitimate concern for her, it's a legitimate concern for a lot of people who I've spoken to, not only at this protest, but people I've spoken to just in this city.
The Daily Caller reported on his Facebook page, Moore embedded a long video of himself reporting from the Putin-organized event, calling Trump a sociopath and a racist. Truly a cuck at large, Michael Moore wrote, I know you have to be full of worry and consternation over the way Russia hacked into our election in order to help Trump. Using his status as a celebrity activist, Michael Moore then drove the hordes of brainwashed anti-Trumpers into the path of the Russians.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much. Oh, your work is phenomenal.
Oh, you're kind to say that.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm from Canada.
Oh, you are? Oh,
yep.
Well.
Big fan of yours.
Get out of here as quick as you can.
Lead us.
Can you explain the safety pin you're wearing?
The safety pin is something that we're asking people, especially white people, to wear to let people of color, Hispanics, blacks, disabled people, immigrants, gays, the people who are feeling the most scared right now. Our fellow Americans, there's the pin, the safety pin. It's a sign to say, I will be there. You know, I and others will create a safe zone. We will not allow an attack against you by this new government or the people that support him. And the good news is the majority of Americans wanted Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. More people wanted her than him. Well, of course we have to get rid of the Electoral College. He's only president because of a stupid idea from the 1700s that was meant to appease people in the rural South in these slave states.
Wendy Norrie. George Norrie's daughter.
From a radio
personality.
Yeah. We like you, but we love Trump. But you did it right. You knew that Trump was going to win.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to be wrong.
I know.
Yeah,
I
was like,
Michael Moore is a treasonous laughingstock and a prime example of Russian manipulation. Yeah, we lost this one to the Russians, all right. Thanks, Michael Moore. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is hacked with...
This is Roger Stone reporting for InfoWars. Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, had access to the same information as every committee member. Therefore, Schiff knew that the FBI and the Department of Justice had never disclosed to the FISA court the origins of the so-called dossier, the dirty dossier that was used as the legal rationale for federal surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. That's why I say, if it's Schiff.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
That's right, you're at Freedom Command Central. It's the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Well, with the national debate on gun control taking center stage, many may not be aware of the fact that last night was the night of the long knives when it came to Twitter. While we slept, literally hundreds of Twitter subscribers, almost all of them on the right, found that they were locked out of their Twitter feed, and they had to fill out a form to prove that they were not a bot. When finally readmitted to Twitter, they found that their number of followers had been decimated. This is the most important fight that we face, the fight over censorship. You see, 2016 was the year in which the mainstream media lost their monopoly control over the political narrative in America. And now, realizing that that democratization of our internet communications gave rise to a vibrant, robust alternative media and gave voice to millions of freedom and liberty-oriented voters and commentators, the tech left seeks to put the toothpaste back in the tube. I draw your attention to an important piece at the Daily Caller today, which points out that the monopoly control enjoyed by Google is endangering all political and economic competition. Google is driving the train in the effort for national mass-based censorship using a series of clever computer-oriented techniques. There's shadow banning, there's a manipulation of the algorithms, and then there's the so-called fact-checking in which a box shows up written by leftists that contradicts facts that Google conveniently disagrees with. This is the single most important fight America faces today. The continuation of the Trump reform revolution, the outcome of the 2018 elections, indeed the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections, are completely contingent on voices like InfoWars and the Daily Caller and Breitbart and Gateway Pundit, and so many other important conservative voices having unfettered access to the American public through the internet. I will be attending a special reception with James Damore, the Google whistleblower, at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee Conference, tomorrow, Thursday, from 5 to 7 at the Cadillac Ranch at National Harbor. Join us for this important celebration of our current internet freedom and a protest to those who would silence our voices. Owen?
Well, and most of what is going on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and the social media things, we don't even know. I mean, we get what we can be exposed to, which is the Project Veritas videos of YouTube saying, you know, make sure that they have to go out and find Alex Jones and find InfoWars. We don't want them showing up in the trending topics, you know, top videos. We stamp that out. And then with Twitter, you talked about the shadow banning. So they got these other algorithms out there where they tamper down conservative speech. Or, for example, if you follow the War Room show on Twitter, anything we put out gets censored. I mean, we could put out a picture of a puppy, you know, eating a bone, and it would get censored, and it's considered sensitive content because it comes from the War Room show. So all of this is going on. And like you were saying, Roger, it happens in the shadows. It happens behind closed doors, and we don't even know, where you just wake up the next day and you've got a totally different number of followers, or tweets are disappearing, or there's all this weird stuff. But it's not that it's the censorship, because we know it's censorship. It's the agenda is to censor one side, one opinion, one voice, one message. It's a double-sided issue, but the reason why the left is okay with it, Roger, is because they know that it's working for them and against conservatives, against the Trump revolution that's happening in America right now.
Well, and the left has abandoned the notion of debate. They're not interested in a debate. They don't want an exchange of ideas. Their answer, when we raise conservative arguments, is strictly censorship. No, you need to be silenced. They're not interested in any kind of dialogue. That's why it was kind of enjoyable to see MSNBC and CNN get punked by the Russians. Obviously, they're colluding because they afforded so much coverage for the anti-Trump rally that now turns out to be a Russian confection. Look, the internet is the Wild West. That's a good thing. But in the recent debate over net neutrality, what happened was the left seized the rhetoric of the conservative movement, of those who are for unfettered access. And therefore, many, many people are confused. Let's try to make it as clear as we can, Owen. The current Obama promulgated rules regarding net neutrality guaranteed net neutrality for service providers, AT&T, Comcast, and so on, Verizon. But they did not speak to any regulation whatsoever of content providers. They, like InfoWars, can be banned, silenced, censored. They can have a manipulation of our retweets, of our reposts. How could it be that my posts on Facebook that once had literally thousands of reposts now get dozens? Well, that's because of the manipulation of the system by the tech left. The new rules are true net neutrality, which is why they merit support. The scare tactics that suddenly your internet costs would skyrocket, that child pornography would be widely available, and all of the other bogus arguments are meant to protect the status quo. We are in an extraordinary fight here, and the subject is Stalin-like, I hate to say this, Hitler-like censorship. They want to silence InfoWars because we are the tip of the spear. We are the leader when it comes to challenging the status quo, which is why I have to take a minute and ask you now to go to the InfoWars.com site, where we have some extraordinary specials. You see, we don't have any conservative fat cats. There is no George Soros of the right underwriting our investigative journalism. We're completely and totally listener and viewer sponsored. Your sponsorship, your patronage at the InfoWars site is what allows for the War Room, the epic Alex Jones show, the Real News with David Knight, and soon we'll be expanding our coverage, more hours on the air, bringing you the stunning truth and challenging the libtards. But we need your support to do it. Some of the very best products now on extraordinary special, 25% off of my personal favorite, Brain Force. But Mrs. Stone asks me to put in a word for the entire Super Blue product line. This is Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, mouthwash, and the entire product line. Yes, you can find products at CVS or Walgreens that claim to do the same thing. You'll first of all find out that they are far more expensive, you'll also find out that they're not as effective. What better way to get the very best products with literally thousands of satisfied reviews and support the fight for internet freedom, the First Amendment, and a vibrant alternative media? Owen, I'm delighted to be back with you in the war room. Coming up, we have an analysis of the General Mike Flynn case, which is falling apart before our very eyes, with our legal analyst, Tyler Nixon. And Jason Fick joins us to talk about what Google is up to, what Facebook is up to in this war of censorship. We'll be right back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. The Michael Flynn case, the case in which General Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor for President Donald Trump, pled guilty to lying to the FBI, seems to be falling apart before our very eyes. Recently, Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the government, without a request from Flynn's lawyers, to turn over to General Flynn's attorneys all information surrounding his indictment. Our favorite legal analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano, addressed it for Fox News. Let's take a look.
Well, exculpatory evidence is very, very rarely released after a guilty plea. This is evidence that helps the defendant or hurts the government. The reason it's never released is because after a guilty plea is because the guilty plea is final. It ends the case. The defendant says under oath, I did it, which is what General Flynn did here. The interesting and tantalizing question is, do defendants ever plead guilty when in fact they are not? And the answer is yes. Some judges will accept that, because they know the pressures that are on defendants. They don't want to sell their house. They don't want their family to be prosecuted. They want this just to be over with. Some judges, like this one, Judge Sullivan, will not. So the question now becomes, did the government, did Bob Mueller's prosecutors believe that Mike Flynn was not guilty when they got him to say under oath that he was guilty? This sounds like hair splitting.
It's coercion.
But it's profound.
But that would be coercion, correct?
Correct.
So if you're Michael Flynn's attorneys, you're looking at this situation and saying, we now have information that we did not have when we allowed our client to plead guilty, when
right.
we probably advised him that this was the way to go. If we had had that information at that time, we would have taken a different course. Therefore, we need to open this thing back up again and take a look.
Okay, but here's the kicker. The order to open up the exculpatory evidence was not as a result of a request from Michael Flynn's lawyers. It was done by the judge on his own. Does he suspect right. some defect in Michael Flynn's guilty plea? We don't know the answer to that. So look, it's a very difficult road to hoe because he said under oath, I did it. So if he didn't do it, then he lied when he said that. And if he did do it, then he lied to the FBI. Either way, he has a problem here with the court system. I think in my career, twice I tried to undo guilty pleas, and both times I was reversed by the appellate court. The guilty plea is final.
One of the other questions about Michael Flynn that is still out there, and it's another branch of this tree, is what documentation was used to unmask his phone calls.
Well, right? That's very interesting because
we're going to talk to Carter Page in a moment, but
correct.
You know, it's a similar situation.
He may know the answer to that.
Yep.
But Mike Flynn's phone calls showed up in the Washington Post within a very short period of time after they made their way to the West Wing in the tail end of the Obama administration. How did that happen?
Yeah, great question. Judge, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good to see you as always.
All right. Joining me now to try to break this down further is super lawyer Tyler Nixon, one of the finest legal minds that I know in the country, who advised me recently in my victory in a defamation suit in wicked liberal New York, where a jury found that I was not liable in that matter. Tyler, joining now with my colleague Owen Schroyer, welcome to the War Room. Tyler, what do you make of all this? What do you make of all of this?
Well, you know, I think Robert Mueller is basically grasping at straws. His case is falling apart now. And what you had was previously a judge who obviously was, you know, on the FISA court and had to recuse himself. And what they've got, and, you know, I think General Flynn has drawn some luck here, considering how he's been had his life dismantled by this this hit squad over the last year. He drew a judge who's actually known as a, you know, sort of a hard on corruption, a government corruption expert judge, who has sua sponte, as the legal term goes, took it upon himself to order Mueller to disclose all the evidence that would, you know, otherwise have been denied to Flynn because he pled, you know, he entered a plea deal where it was basically whatever they wanted to give him, if anything, to demonstrate that they had a case in the first place. So, you know, fortunately there are, you know, in the black robes, I guess, still people who are willing to do justice, whether or not it's you know, procedurally the case. I mean, it's not, he's not going to let this man be railroaded. He wants to be sure that, look, this is, you know, this is already a thin enough case. You don't have substantive case against General Flynn. You've got a process, as you like to call it, a process crime, where it's lying to us during the course of an investigation, where there's no actual underlying crime involved. And, you know, you're going to send somebody up the river. You're going to ruin a man's life over that. I'm glad to see that there's a judge who actually stepped in and said, you know, I want to see what the evidence is. And, you know, and it's also interesting that they, a lot of this has been drawn from FISA warrants, national, you know, the national security aspect of it causes a lot of it to be classified. So it's not like typical evidence where you'd have the right, you know, as a matter of course, to have it disclosed to you under the disclosure rules. So, you know, it's good to see that this is happening. General Flynn certainly deserves a break. And I think, you know, Mueller obviously had pushed off the sentencing of General Flynn. And, that's a good thing because it bought him some time, bought General Flynn some time. And, if I were General Flynn, I'd really seriously consider withdrawing the plea at this point, but, we'll see what Silent Bob has. You know, I think there's been a lack of leaks, so to speak, out of, well, let's put it this way. There's been few leaks that have been not preceded his actually making a move because he doesn't have anything to leak. There's nothing there. There's never been anything there. And it's a shame that General Flynn, I think, got caught up in thinking that he would have to protect the president and not disclose maybe perhaps what would be considered executive privileged communications, you know, as the incoming national security advisor, and didn't disclose that or didn't want to disclose it when he was under questioning, probably didn't think about it. And, you know, gotcha. Suddenly he's caught lying, and that's enough to charge him and put the squeeze on him. But hopefully this all works out for the general because he's a good man.
Well, generally, it's interesting to me that they have postponed the sentencing for General Flynn until after the release of the Inspector General's report regarding what has gone on, regarding what appears to me to be the illegal and unconstitutional surveillance of Donald Trump and his top aides based on fabricated evidence, evidence that the government knew was fabricated. I am one of those who believes that the termination of General Flynn as the National Security Advisor is a seminal event that opens the door for the globalists to attempt to surround a president who they tried to defeat in the last election and could not do so. Replacing General Flynn with General McMaster is an abomination, in my opinion.
You noticed that it was
35 seconds to go here, and then we'll pick you up on the other side. Go ahead.
Sounds good. I was going to say, Mike Pence was the...
I'm sorry, Tyler, go ahead. 21 seconds.
Oh, I was just going to say, it was Mike Pence who was the, you know, first to come out publicly and say that General Flynn lied to him. So how convenient. I think Pence, we know where he falls in the equation.
Yes, indeed. All right. Tyler Nixon, Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, we'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And we're wrapping up a conversation with super lawyer Tyler Nixon on the case of General Mike Flynn. General Flynn, in my opinion, is a great patriot. And he has been the earliest casualty in the fraudulent Russian delusion, a collusion delusion, investigation of Robert Mueller. It's important to understand that General Flynn's call to the Russian ambassador to feel him out about a meeting with the new president is totally and completely within the confines of General Flynn's job and responsibilities as the national security advisor. The president is entitled, and the president-elect is entitled to have a dialogue with foreign leaders. And therefore, this process crime, this pleading guilty to lying to the FBI after they show up at General Flynn's office at 7 o'clock in the morning, where he has no attorney present, after having had him under secret surveillance and no doubt made a checklist of various activities by the general that he could be tripped up on is an extraordinary abuse of power. Tyler, final thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the entire Mueller investigation is essentially falling apart at this point, and as it should, frankly. This man, it's kind of sad, really, if you have any respect for Mueller as an attorney. I went to the same law school as he did, and I think ultimately he's a patriotic guy, but he really got suckered into this whole hoax. And it's really beginning to show. I mean, you're indicting or you're having plead guilty Paul Manafort's attorney. You're having to go after these guys' attorneys. In the case of Flynn, you have a judge sua sponte. When I say sua sponte, again, that's the term for of his own accord. This judge took it upon himself to order the release of any exculpatory evidence or information from Mueller. I mean, that's egg on the face of any prosecutor and reflects very poorly on their practices, either that or the very, very weak case that they have or non-case, as the case may be. And I think it's very sad. I think, unfortunately, we've lost a lot of time in the life of our republic, in which we have been distracted by the likes of, Adam Schiff and Swalwell, and frankly, what's Mueller going to do? And this entire just sideshow that's really been perpetrated on the American public, and they just want to keep it going. And as I thought from the beginning, it would be absurd to think that Donald Trump would actually take it upon himself or any of his people actually collude, so to speak, or conspire in any way with any Russian forces. He's confident in himself enough, as you know, Roger, that he would not need that. And I'm sure he wouldn't feel he needed it either. And he didn't in the end. But, he wouldn't have done that. And the fact that they have pumped it up into this, I felt that they just want to distract. They want to divert. They want to defame. And that's their strategy. And it always has been. And I think it's time we really just start, I think Trump is almost to the point where he should really issue an ultimatum to either Sessions or Mueller and Rosenstein and not take any more of these coy threats of like, you better not fire Rosenstein. You better not, like the Democrats need to just STFU, I guess, is the acronym. And frankly, get out of the way because they have gummed up the process enough. And, you see that, President Trump's, approval number hit 49%, I believe, which is, as I understand it, a couple points higher than, Obama was at this point in his presidency. So, they're on the run at this point. They have really, I just hope we can have some justice for the people who have been run over, and frankly yourself too, Roger. $500,000 in legal fees. I mean, who's gonna, who makes up for that? These guys have unlimited budgets. Mueller is probably gonna end up burning through $20 to $30 million on this Democrat hit squad he put together. And I really think there needs to be a reckoning, because if not, I mean, certainly the Clintons seem to be getting away with their whole scam and scheme and whatever, their involvement and their manipulation of the system. I just really hope that Devin Nunes keeps the pressure up and that Jeff Sessions realizes and comes to his senses and realizes that there have been some serious crimes bordering on sedition that have gone on at the highest levels of our government. And to let someone like McCabe just walk away into a multi-million-dollar pension is unconscionable.
All right. Thank you very much, Tyler Nixon, super lawyer, for your terrific analysis. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Roger.
At the
Great to be with you.
When I worked for President Richard Nixon, I had the high privilege of meeting one of the greatest Americans of this or any other century. I refer to the Reverend Billy Graham. Reverend Graham passed away yesterday. And when I was in Bonita Springs, Florida, as the keynote speaker for the Lee County Republican Dinner, I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Graham's granddaughter, Sissy Lynch, and her terrific husband, Corey. Extraordinary people. Sissy Lynch serves on President Trump's advisory committee for spiritual leaders. Billy Graham is one of the greatest men that I ever had the privilege to meet. I'm also an admirer of Sissy Lynch's father, Reverend Franklin Graham. Reverend Billy Graham, rest in peace. Joining us now at the War Room is the internet entrepreneur, Jason Fick. Jason is waging an extraordinary battle at Facebook, where the war of censorship is at hand, and it is literally hand-to-hand combat. While the fight over gun control sucks up the national news, there is a backstage fight going on over internet censorship that really threatens the Republic. Jason, thanks for joining us here at the War Room. We have about 3 minutes, and then we'll pick you up on the other side. Tell the War Room audience and Owen and I exactly what's going on at Facebook.
Well, thank you, Roger, for having me on here. I obviously, in our discussions, we have talked about it. The First Amendment is obviously the biggest, you know, and first on the list of important, you know, amendments. The reason being is because we all are able to talk amongst ourselves. And obviously in our conversations, you and I we're discussing this, and YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Google have basically become commonplace, internet sites where you just can't get around them anymore. The fear, though, that I have, which obviously I've been doing this for a long period of time, is if they manipulate that content, that information, and they're censoring, which they're openly, overtly saying that they're doing now. I mean, O'Keefe caught Twitter red-handed. Facebook has admitted it. When they start using words like fake or spam, everything is included. Once that happens, our First Amendment is no longer applies. Now, a lot of people sit there and say, well, it's a corporation. Well, is it anymore? Because, and we can get into this after the break, but there's a point at which now we're talking about state action, where they are using, obviously, what we didn't discuss was the CDA, the Consumer Decency Act, specifically Section 230, to immunize themselves. The fear there is that if they continue to use that, they use it like a shield. Ultimately, what ends up happening is they control everything. They control the shooting in Parkland. They can control what side of the media gets heard. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous because it means that the corporation has more power than the public. It has more power than the government. And obviously, you know the road that goes down.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to continue this on the other side. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, internet entrepreneur Jason Fick. Literally, Facebook groups connecting to thousands and thousands of freedom-oriented followers are being decapitated at Facebook as we speak. We will break it down when we come back. Thanks.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It really is. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's like Stranger Things. And here we are just trying to sort it all out. And I'll get into this later. It's just the way that we approach these things, whether it be from the left or the right or a centrist perspective, it's all about perspective. And what we're talking about right now with Roger Stone and Jason Fick is how the social media landscapes that is dominating the youth right now and is part of the youth culture. I don't know how many kids would you say in high school have a Twitter account or Facebook or all the above. You know, you're looking at probably close to 90% here. So what they do is they use these social media landscapes that people kind of view as free speech, view as open market, you know, fair use and everything. But no, as we've been talking about, they rig their algorithms. They rig what you see. They prop up their talking points. They prop up their political agenda. So you think you're getting a fair field. You think that you're on a level playing field. You think that you're seeing everything here in the social media, but you're not. They're manipulating your perspective. They're manipulating the perspective you get on social media. And that's why it's so easy to manipulate the youth and then get them to think that everybody feels one way about something so that they think they're joining the winning team. So, Jason Fick, I'm just curious. What do you think is the long-term effect where they're manipulating social media and people aren't getting a fair perspective, especially in the youth, and they think that everybody feels this way? It's like, Hillary's going to win. Hillary's going to win. And then what happens when they realize they've been lied to relying on social media to get a world perspective their whole lives?
Well, like you said, the long-term effect, I mean, if you want a very candid, very real answer, they're going to control the 2018 and the 2020 election. They're going to control it. The reality is that everybody is pushing all of their information through social media. And if there's a filtering technique, which is essentially what this new algorithm is, they will control it. This is what Congress needs to be looking at. This, it is one of the biggest fears. And unfortunately, what happens is, and I'm just going to sort of say this very, very candidly again, these are older guys. These are guys that do not understand what social media is, how influensive it is. We're training the younger generations to basically be Tide Pod eaters. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's
yeah, the same generation that eats Tide Pods, we're supposed to listen to them on legislation.
But they're the ones that are going to be voting in no time at all. And the reality is,
oh yeah, they had voter registration booths set outside the Black Panther movie.
Exactly. And what we're looking at here is that with all of that control, if Congress does not step in and look at this from the standpoint of either a state action or from the standpoint of monopoly laws are outdated, it did not, they wrote them well before they even understood social media. The reality here is that if we do not get a hold of this, and this is not, you know, I'm not saying to come in on companies and just automatically just, you know, shut them down, but if they control too much of the internet, isn't that kind of a Homeland Security issue now? Because they manipulate all the information. I mean, the fact that Obama overturned, you know, the ability for media to do propaganda. I mean, we see
that. Yeah, that's right. The NDAA.
Right.
Yeah, Obama signed a bill that made it legal to have to run domestic propaganda campaigns. I want to get Roger's take on this. He's involved in a lawsuit with Twitter. But real quick, Jason, I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
I was privy to some information, and I had people warning me. Let's just say there's people that know when Twitter is about to switch their algorithms. They know the code that they're about to send down the line for these algorithms. Are you privy to the next big Twitter censorship coming, the next big Twitter purge coming? Do you know what they're planning next?
Well, as I had said to Roger in our meeting, I said that they're going to make a move to shut down. It's kind of a tier level where if you're not important, they've already shut you down. If you're midway important, they've started to shut you down. If you are larger companies, you know, like exactly this, War Room, Alex Jones, if they don't want to hear from you, you're gone. And the fact of the matter is that the laws still protect them. So what I think Roger, and I know that Prager's university's attorneys, and this is something that hasn't even come out yet and Roger knows a little bit about, is that I'm coming after Facebook. It's coming. It's all in the works. There's a lot of attorneys involved in this. We're looking at this whole standpoint of this is now a national threat. And I know that the algorithm changed for Facebook just, about 3-4 weeks ago. Most of the people that are my colleagues lost again an 80% loss. So the guys that are all of, you know, Trump's basis are gone. I mean, like, they're gone. And Trump doesn't know this. Congress doesn't know this. Like, we are getting smashed. And I work at ground level with a lot of these people that run a lot of these pages, and the pages are either drying up, they're disappearing, they're unpublished. What's next? You know, how far does this go?
Well, and they've already censored you, Roger. I mean, you've been dealing with this for a while. I mean, what's the current status of your lawsuit?
Well, it's relatively complicated because you have First Amendment issues, you have monopoly issues, you have anti-competitive issues, you have service contract issues. I'm not one who favors regulation, but we're reaching a point in which these internet giants need to be regulated like a public utility to guarantee complete and total equal access. This is the single most important fight. I have promised Twitter the lawsuit of all time, and it's coming. And it won't be where they think it will be. And it won't be on the issues that they think it will be on. And we will, in the end, be victorious. I know that Jason is contemplating legal action. We have no intention of going quietly into that good night. We are not going to be censored here at InfoWars. We are not going to be shut up. We are not going to stop fighting for freedom. We are not going to stop presenting the truth. And we're not going to be manipulated by a bunch of geeks in Silicon Valley. Not going to happen. So stay tuned. I do want to mention again that during CPAC, I will be appearing with James Damore, the Google whistleblower, who kind of shed light on exactly what's going on in their national censorship campaign. From 5 to 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Cadillac Ranch at National Harbor in Oxon Hill, Maryland. So come on by that event. We're going to be celebrating the fight for internet freedom and the fight against national censorship. Jason, final thoughts. Final thoughts on this war. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's summarize this.
Well, I think where we're at right now is I think that you summarized it pretty well, is that there's a lot of conservatives out there that we're not going to be pushed around. We are not the idiots that the liberals make us out to be. We are kind of, you know, circling the horses and getting ready for a very, very large fight because we're going to stop it. And if it's kind of one of those, either social media gives and it lets us have our own say, or they're going to find that we're going to start piecing it apart, because eventually this is going to work its way all the way up the chain and Congress is going to start tearing them down. And like Roger said, I'm not at all by means into having the government regulate anything, but I think this is one of those times where, you know, everybody was, you know, crying net neutrality is being disappearing. Oh my God. Well, here's a good example. Social media needs a net neutrality. It needs to be a level playing field for everyone because it is just too powerful at this point. So, and I'd love to join you actually, Roger, down at CPAC.
All right. Let's set that up. Thank you very much, Jason Fick, for joining us here at the War Room. And folks, if you want to gird us for this fight for the First Amendment and a free, open national dialogue, then go to the Infowars.com store right now. We have some terrific specials, and we only count on you to bring us voices like Jason Fick to afford Owen Schroyer and I this opportunity to visit with you each day. We are totally and completely listener and viewer supported. When you support the InfoWars store, you support the fight for internet freedom and the First Amendment. Thanks for joining us here on the War Room. Owen, final thoughts.
Well, they're never going to stop trying to censor us. They're never going to stop trying to shut us down, just like they're never going to stop coming for the guns. I mean, this is the info war. This is the war for eternity. This is the war for the future. It's literally right here in front of us. And the razor's edge that we're standing on gets thinner and thinner every day. Who's going to fall off the cliff?
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more.
ImmuneWall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com forward slash.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Are the Clintons corrupt?
The War Room. Infowars.com forward slash show.
What do you think? Are the Clintons corrupt, Milo? Milo Yiannopoulos joins me in studio here for the next three segments. We've got all kinds of stuff. You know, we got a little zany during the Alex Jones show, but you are in a post-lunch stupor right now, so I might kind of have you a little sedated over
there. I am. You have manufactured the afternoon to weaken me.
Yes, that was the plan.
Post-prandial stupor.
Well, I had to do that because if your blood pressure's hot and your heart rate is up, then you saw what happened on the Jones show earlier.
My heart rate is always up with you, Owen.
And we don't have all the flair behind us that you had during the Jones show either. So maybe that'll kind of.
We don't, my lovely.
I know it's very upsetting.
Pink explosion. This is a very heterosexual environment.
I know. Are you out of your element right now?
This set is reflecting the values of the host.
You know what though? It's funny because it's all about identity with. And we say the left, and that's if you want to, you know, go on the default battle lines of the left and the right. It really is all about identity with the left. And they don't understand for someone like you or me or anybody. It's like, we don't really care what your identity is. Like, oh, you're black, you're white, you're Asian. It's like, we don't really care. It's like, who are you?
Unless I'm dating.
That's a different issue.
I have a very strict policy.
Which you'll have to answer to the press, whatever your dating preferences are. I'm sure that they have questions about that. But when I come on the air and you're like, oh wow, heterosexual environment, it's like, we're just joking. We don't care.
Well, we don't care, but we do it because it's funny. We do it because we like to irritate and to draw attention to the absurdity of identity politics. And we do it because it's enjoyable rubbing the left's nose in the ludicrously counterfactual, profoundly anti-intellectual idea that your skin color, your sexuality, your gender, or some other characteristic that you were born with that you have no control over says something about your moral or political character. It's stupid and insulting and demeaning and patronizing. It's patronizing to gay people, it's patronizing to blacks, and it's patronizing to women. And increasingly, it isn't true either. You're seeing all the time people are breaking the chains that the left has created for them with identity politics. Women's, you know, I think the last election permanently killed the idea that women are wedded to the left, which is precisely why they had to do the hysterical women's march, because too many women had come out for Trump. Same thing's happening with ethnic minorities. Same thing's happening with gays. The coolest party at the Republican National Convention last year was the Gays for Trump party. And loads of people showed up who were not gay because they enjoyed the fact that it was, a fun expression of whatever. They enjoyed that it was annoying the left. But most of all, and this is the real reason we do it, because it underscores a critical difference between the modern political left and political right, which is that they care about superficial, skin-deep characteristics. We care about ideas.
Well, and I just realized, listening to you say that, when you have homosexuals that want to speak at a Republican platform or someone would say a conservative platform, it's not about, oh, look at me, I'm a victim, I want to get married, I want to have a cake. It's about, here's real issue. That's what it is, though. That's what they do.
I love that you still say homosexuals. You don't even say homosexuals.
What do you want me to say? Do you want to tell the audience what you wanted to put behind you on the Alex Jones show yesterday?
Oh, one of two things. I either wanted, the normal InfoWars logo with Yas Queen, like underneath it. What was the other one I wanted? Like Fag Wars or something?
Faggot News.
No, I didn't say that.
What you said.
No, you made that up.
No, that's what you wanted on the back. And they said, no, come on, Milo.
They asked me at 7 a.m. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Barely awake. And I said, why don't you just put something on the background that would be kind of like funny?
Since now Milo is
this is a gross misrepresentation of what was the perfectly innocent suggestion
I just got scolded for saying homosexual.
No, I wasn't scolding you. I was doing the opposite. I was saying it's delightful that someone, still sounds like a 1950s granddad. The homosexual.
Well, hey, if you're...
I like it.
If you're the president of Harvard, you're not allowed to be white, though. That's what they say.
I actually like it.
I'm glad you said it.
I'm going to start doing it myself.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Dramatic. It's lovely.
It's the homosexual hour here with Milo Yiannopoulos.
You see, it's delightful. You just went up to a 9.
I'm actually fake news. It's actually just a half an hour. It's actually just half an hour.
That we can cope with. It's like a vampire walking into a church. I can't be on a set this straight and not start smoking.
Well, it can only be a half an hour because if you think about it, one thing we have in common, we only like half of the sexes. We only like half the genders.
It's lovely. I think that's your real accent.
No, it's not my real accent.
I think you're a farm boy in a nice jacket.
Milo said he may consider listening to the show if I did it in a country accent. So
yes.
I wanted to bring him in with the country accent here.
And it was nice. It was good. I was about it.
It was not bad. I did like the fact that you're set.
Homosexual. It's nice.
The homosexual hour.
The homosexual hour.
But look at this story because we joke about it. It's funny. Honestly, we don't care here. We're having a good time. But these people actually care about it. So I don't know if you read this story or heard about this. Harvard just announced a new president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a problem though, you see. The New York Times is reporting on this, and they've got a problem here, Milo, because the new president of Harvard.
Is he white?
Is a white male.
Oh no.
I know
that
they blew it.
That was a terrible mistake.
Right? Because you shouldn't choose someone, you know, based on their merit and character. It's all about their identity.
No, you need to choose the paraplegic Muslim disabled lesbian illegal mm-hmm. immigrant because that's...
It's bisexually gender fluid.
Yes, because that mm-hmm. is an appropriate response to centuries of cishet white patriarchal privilege and oppression. The white supremacy can only be overturned. Decades of rule by straight white men can only be overturned by these superficial, skin-deep characteristics in our elected officials and in our great and our good. It's so annoying. Look, I'm very gay, and I don't give a stuff. Who is gay in elected politics? Donald Trump is not gay, and I don't care whether he has said things in private. I don't care whether, you know, the health department is no longer overspending on AIDS, whatever, whatever. What I care about is closing down immigration from countries where everybody wants to kill me, you know, which he's doing for a variety of reasons. But that's stuff that actually matters. That's real, real stuff.
See, that's what I was getting to earlier when I made the joke about the cake. The Democrats will bring up a gay person and he'll say, I didn't get a cake. Mm-hmm. I want to get married. And it's all like this identity issue where
actually, it's more like, I didn't get a cake. I want to get married.
Where's my cake? Is that better?
No. You got to speak from your nose. I didn't get a cake.
Isn't like Jake Tapper?
Yeah. Like, just a little bit more adenoidal.
That's a separate
little bit more adenoidal.
I want to get into that.
I just didn't get a cake and I really want to get married. And I just feel like if I don't get a cake, I can't get married. If I somehow like, I just feel like really discriminated against because I didn't get a cake, then I feel like my union isn't real. And I feel like this is just a perpetuation of like, homophobia in America, and to be honest with you, I've never felt comfortable being who I am, and I just think it's everybody else's fault. And if I can like make some Christians cry and cost them their business and make sure their kid drops out of college, then maybe I'll feel a little bit better about being
oh and then Michael Moore and everyone says, yay, you're so intellectual, you're so great. But then if you-
Corpulent half-wit.
But you actually will get invited to speak for yourself while you did the Dangerous Faggot Tour, or you can go speak at a conservative event. And it's not like you're crying about a cake. You're saying, hey, look, we need to close down the borders because we've got violent people coming in. We need to do something about tax cuts because right now so much manufacturing. Like, you actually address real issues. It's not about you. You're not like, oh, what affects me? You're like, what affects the country? What affects the larger body politic?
I'm sure in many cases I'm advocating for things that go against my own interests because I am, I'm one of life's givers. You know, I'm a selfless person. I talk a lot about men's issues, and I don't talk a lot about men's issues, men who like men, as we're now obliged to call homosexuals, by the way. It's men who like men. And men
so we say homosexual.
Homosexual. Are you language policing me? Tone policing
yes,
me?
Yes.
You're tone policing me.
Putin was saying, what was that? Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I go on stage and I'm not talking about civil rights for homosexuals. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about stuff that affects men. And it primarily affects, well, it only really affects men who are looking for meaningful, long-lasting, healthy relationships with women. I have no dog in that fight. And the narcissism and self-involvement of liberals means that, you know, that they're always on the lookout for spokespeople who are going to advocate, you know, for national changes, for changes in the tax code, changes in, you know, the speech codes, what's allowable in public life, to conform to their own private, personal, irrelevant prejudices, you know, and their own special needs.
I've never said,
I like to play on my identity because it winds the left up. But I've never, I don't think ever, given a speech on gay issues because who cares? Nobody cares. Gay people are doing fine. It's much more important to talk about immigration. It's much more important to talk about freedom of speech, the First and the Second Amendment. Because that's the underpinning architecture of Western civilization. And those are the things that create societies in which, we're all better off and that we're happier to live in. Who cares about this minutiae? And it's a strategy that the left deploys to keep you from paying attention to the really important stuff. Transgender pronouns. Nobody cares about transgender pronouns. The people telling you what pronouns to use don't care about transgender pronouns. What they want to do is suck up all the oxygen so you don't think about or talk about anything else.
Well, and that's why you're so dangerous. That's why they block you on Twitter and then try to censor you, because they want to have all these people that are obsessed with their identity, whether it be you're gay or you're black or you're this or that or the other thing, whatever it is. They want you to just be obsessed with that. So that becomes your number one issue.
Mm-hmm. Your only issue.
Exactly. So you can't have an intellectual conversation about other issues because you're just totally focused on this one issue, which represents maybe 1% of the population.
And journalists ask me these questions because they can't wrap their head around how I might want to talk about things that don't benefit me personally, you know? So I say, yeah, but how do you feel like about that as a gay man? I'm like, I don't care how I feel about it as a gay man. We're talking about massive civilizational issues. You know, the threat posed to Western civilization and democracy by mass Muslim immigration from war-torn countries, you know, millions of unskilled working-class migrants coming in, raping women and blah, 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 blah. Who cares what the gays have to say about it? It's not relevant. But this reduction of everybody to that one essentialized characteristic about them is the reason that I say that this is patronizing. The worst thing that they do of all is what they do to people who step outside the consensus, as your question hinted at. It's worse for women, actually. It's the worst of all for women. Because the feminist movement is by far the most established and most powerful
and nasty, too.
And nastiest, yeah. Exactly. The nastiest bit of the left, it's the most spiteful and vicious bit of the left. Women who go off reservation get a far worse time of it than I ever have. You think about people like Pamela Geller, Ann Coulter, and then think about how the left talks about dead female leaders, whether it is Margaret Thatcher or live politicians like Sarah Palin. Think about all of the conservative women you know, and the one thing they get more than anybody, I mean, even Laura Loomer, who does some reporting for InfoWars from time to time. You know, sometimes she does funny things, sometimes she does whatever. The level of like just grotesque hatred that is hurled at her, mine pales in comparison, frankly, and I get a lot. So, you know, conservative women get it the worst. Conservative blacks, of course, get it very bad because that's a real like, live third rail. I was like, how could you possibly betray the legacy of your blah, 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 blah? And then you've got somebody like Thomas Sowell or Clarence Thomas who can flatten these, you know.
And Clarence Thomas was just on Fox News saying victimhood is the biggest problem.
You know what they did to him afterwards? Jill Abramson, former editor at the New York Times, did a piece for New York Magazine, reviving discredited ancient allegations made against Clarence Thomas by Anita Hill. And here's the thing. As revenge, for trying, for him coming out in a rare public appearance and saying, I wish everybody wouldn't be victims all the time. The mildest imaginable commentary on what's really going on in America, because that's as far as he can go, I think, and retain, you know, elegance and decency and propriety as a Supreme Court judge. The mildest imaginable criticism. He comes out and says, you know, I wish people wouldn't be victims all the time. So they're trying to get him removed from the Supreme Court because they see the Me Too, movement as an opportunity to revive discredited allegations.
Well, that's
against
what they're saying. The New York
Times. And he's black. He's a black Supreme Court judge. He should be the crowning glory. I mean, you can get elected president. Who cares? Supreme Court judges are way more important
than
presidents.
They last longer than a president.
Way more important than presidents. You have to be a lot smarter. And you have a lot more influence as well. And he's a black guy and they're trying to get rid of him. Why? As revenge, because he's a conservative.
Milo, the New York Times says that Harvard missed a great opportunity to choose a leader that would reflect the Me Too, hashtag Me Too, and hashtag Black Lives Matter movements. They missed the opportunity, Milo.
They missed the opportunity to demonstrate, perhaps, this is the New York Times thinking, that educational institutions, that higher education in America, is, the primary function of it is now to reflect left-wing prejudice.
No, you're a victim.
Politics.
No, you're a victim.
I am?
Yes, I'm telling you. I'm a Democrat.
I haven't noticed.
You're a victim.
What do I get? Give me free stuff.
Yes, exactly. You can get a free stuff. Just vote Democrat.
I went through my whole life thinking I'd been mollycoddled and pandered to, thinking my life is fantastic.
You've been a victim your whole life. No.
I've been a victim.
You've been a victim your whole life. Yep.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind.
I lost my mind right about 4 o'clock when Milo Yiannopoulos sat down next to me. So...
That was nice. That was very professional, very smooth. You're thinking on your feet. That was good.
So here's the thing. The crew is worried about playing this clip that we're about to go to here because
it has the F word in it.
Yeah, and whenever we say anything that is insensitive as far as those terms are considered, we get blocked.
Are you asking me if you can have a fag pass?
No. I don't need your permission.
Because I can write you one. Do you have a pen?
No, you can write me one too, but I wrote myself one years ago.
No, that's not how it works. Unless you've.
So wait, so you're saying I have to have this pass before I can play the video?
Yes.
All right, I would like a fag pass, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
May say fag. There you go.
That's official.
That's your fag pass.
Wow, is that your official signature too?
No.
Can I get your official signature too?
No.
Well, how much does that cost? Tell you what, if you don't laugh after you watch this clip,
okay,
then you don't have to sign it with your personal signature. But if you giggle, and I don't care if you hit the cough button or just walk away from the mic, if you giggle even a little bit,
I giggle every third breath. I'm just a joyful person, so it's going to have to be like a genuine laugh versus I make the rules here. Bubbliness.
I make the rules
because I'm very effervescent.
I'm the judge. I'm the jury. I'm the executioner.
Oh, Daddy.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna roll this clip. Now here's the thing though. This is parody from the year 2002 or 2004, I think it is. 2004, Team America. This is parody. This is a joke.
Oh, and it's actually, you're spoiling it.
It's actually real life now.
Spoiling it.
It's actually real life now. So let's flash back in time to Alec Baldwin and the Film Actors Guild trying to change the world.
That is the fag way. One day you will all look at the world us actors created and say, wow, good going, fag. You really made the world a better place, didn't you, fag?
There it is. We got him. We got him.
Fine. My checkbook is yours.
Hey, but now... Jennifer Lawrence, and don't talk to Milo about Jennifer Lawrence.
Don't bring up Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, I heard
she's the next guest on your show.
I'm not like other gay people. I really, really hate these waifish Hollywood actresses who decide that they're going to be all about activism for a while. Yeah, because your movie career is tanking, sweetheart.
Yeah, well, she just did that movie. It's like she gets
the Aronovich. Yeah, it's called Mother.
It's really disgusting, like bloody scenes and stuff.
Look,
like
Hollywood keeps showing us who they are, and we keep like not believing them.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Spacey showed us who he was in American Beauty. We just didn't listen. You know, it's like they're not trying to hide it anymore. I haven't been hiding it for 20 years. They show us who they are. They show us what kind of people they are. They show us what's at the center, which is a core of moral nihilism.
Yeah, degeneracy.
Yes, it is a core of moral nihilism where, you know...
That really is it, though.
Yeah, it's a collapse of values. And that collapse of values is what has produced the situation which currently obtains in Hollywood, horrifying, ludicrous, and bizarre as it is, where it is easier, if you're successful, to be a child abuser than it is to be a Republican. And that is a statement of affairs in Hollywood today. It is easier... if you are successful, to have your sins swept under the carpet, be they sexual or, you know, whatever, with one exception. That's if they find out you vote Republican. Nobody arrived at that position as a result of reason or logic. You cannot argue your way.
It's the cult.
You cannot argue your way into believing that it is less harmful to society voting, the way that half the country does versus abusing small boys and girls. But you can get there if you have a collapse of moral values. You can get there if you give up on, any kind of moral compass whatsoever. You can get there if your raison d'etre, if your reason for existing is tearing down, Western civilization, family values, and all the things that make people good, decent, strong, and well adjusted. And that is the project on which the cultural left has been engaged for the last 30 years with predictable and visible results. We just don't listen. Why don't we listen? American Beauty. Kevin Spacey was there in all his glorious Technicolor. He was right there. And they all do it. They all have tells. They all show us. Why do they show us? Because they know there are no consequences. Because they know they're untouchable.
And they do like to take the roles that kind of more show who they are.
It's look at Spacey, American Beauty, and House of Cards. What more do you need? You know,
look at Johnny Depp. I mean, he only takes the role where he's the crazy person,
where he's the drunk lunatic.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's a drunk lunatic. He spends what does he spend, like $500,000 a year on red wine? I mean,
how is that even possible? Unless you own a winery.
There's some very expensive red wine out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not as cultured as the Milo Yiannopoulos over here on my wine tasting abilities. Are you a sommelier?
No, I think you have to train to be a sommelier.
I didn't know if you got an honorable one. But, you know.
Just for being British. No, that's French.
But what?
That's French.
But what you were talking about.
You're confusing your stuck-up, hoity-toity European countries.
My bad.
That's privileged now because they don't. France.
I don't think they have wine. I don't think they have vineyards in the Middle East. So that's now privileged. So we can no longer sell wine
nor world-class universities. But then, of course, neither does America anymore either.
Moral nihilism, though. That really is a key phrase, I think, that comes out of Hollywood, because if you think about it, I think that not to a T, but to a sense, you know, culture is really a trickle down of media. You know, what we see in society, what we see in culture, what goes into the youth is kind of a trickle down of media, especially because parents are a lot less hands on these days. More kids are raised by their television, their iPads, whatever they see in the media than they are their own parents.
Well, the point you're making is the one that Andrew Breitbart most famously made in politics, which is that politics is downstream from culture. So people make their political decisions based on the culture they see, based on the values they pick up from entertainment. This, of course, did not originate with Breitbart. It originated a lot sooner. The best example beforehand is probably Wagner, the opera composer, which is why postmodernists love to ruin his
operas. He wrote Entry of the Gods into Valhalla, right?
Correct.
Oh, that's one of the best.
Correct, yes. Well, he's one of the best. He's the one where he has the very, very long operas, lots of noise and whatever. I'll keep it simple for you, but basically the when they stage his operas, they're the ones that always are like set in brothels and are like messed up, you know, weird tranny death cult bizarreness that has no relation to the music or whatever, because the postmodernists want to take him down. He's the one who taught us through his musical language the redemptive power of art, that you could make people better people through music, and music can take us to new, better places, than the music can resolve sins. Music can be force for good.
Did he address the flip side of that issue?
Well, yes, of course, and he played with that in, you know, Tristan Isolde or whatever, but the insight was that music has a power to move us in a way that goes way beyond sitting in a concert hall. And that
I think music is like a time machine, honestly.
Right. And that it transports you somewhere else.
It
transports
you. Feelings and emotions you felt back when you first heard that song or whatever.
And nothing is quite like that. Nothing's like that but music. Visual art is not like that.
Nowhere near as much, no.
Literature is not really like that. Music stands alone in its ability to move us, which is why pop artists have always been special toys and special weaponry of the left. That's why, because the left recognized a long time ago what Andrew Breitbart said, and this began, or at least it reached its apotheosis in the Romantic era. The Romantic composers understood the emotional power, the power of music to move you to rational political positions. I mean, this is you could be persuaded through feeling to hold particular views. And this is in Coleridge poetry. This is in all kinds of things.
We got 30 seconds left before you got to go. So I have to ask you this question before we let you go here today. If you could describe the CNN hosts in one word, what would it be?
Faggy. they are faggy, they're weak, and it's not about them being gay, it's about them being faggy. Anderson Cooper has never seen a story he can't cry at. Don Lemon, oh my goodness, can anyone ever imagine Congress with Don Lemon?
It's Milo Yiannopoulos, the fabulous homosexual.
Homosexual? Thank you, Pumpkin.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
It's crazy in here. It's just nuts. Just, I mean, you know, you've got all the craziness in the news, you know, mass arrests of pedophiles nationwide over the course of the last year and a half, terror attacks happening, whether it be Islamic terror, radical leftist terror. This is all going on. Now they're trying to come after the guns. There was a powerful moment. Right now you have Trump doing a listening session right now in Washington, D.C. of students and families and members, not just from Florida, but from Sandy Hook and other things. We're going to have that audio later on. Some powerful stuff coming. My guest now is Craig Sawyer, TacticalInsider.com, VetsForChildRescue.org. And Craig, we honestly have a wide base of topics to cover here today, but I wanted to get you on to talk specifically about a story that you shared with me that's the continuation of an ongoing story, which is these arrests of big pedophiles, people that are, looks like, I mean, it looks like some of these guys are moving pedophile material to people. They've been doing this for years. Some of them are actually involved in the actual sex crime operation with the children. And there's a story you shared about six individuals getting busted that were part of a sex crime operation. Craig Sawyer, VetsForChildRescue.org. Tell us about that.
Hey, Owen, that's now seven, by the way, and counting. So there are several more follow-on to our operations there in Utah. So the first part of the story is nothing but positive. We've found sheriffs, chiefs of police, and district attorneys willing to fight this, willing to serve their people and protect the people. Not all of them do. Not all of them across the country are willing to face this child trafficking and pedophilia issue. They want to turn away from it because it's inconvenient and difficult. But I want to heap praise upon the law enforcement officers and chiefs of police, the DAs that are willing to play ball with us because we have done great things with them. So, yeah, we've got seven out of Utah just recently over this last weekend, and they're from all walks of life.
Was this separate from the guy in Birmingham? Is this a different guy?
Separate.
Wow. Okay.
Separate group. We started off in our first set of sting operations were in Connecticut, and this last round, this last weekend, was in Utah. So, we're moving around, man. You never know where we're going to pop.
And would you say that every time that you get cooperation from law enforcement, that you guys are able to make something happen?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you because that's the reality on the ground. That's what's happening. We've got a proven template of operations that is successful. All of the people that you see there were perps that came into our sting operation. They came specifically and deliberately seeking sex with underage children. And we've got a proven template of operation that allows us to get them. We can't just go willy-nilly doing that on our own. We need law enforcement to do that. And law enforcement run their own operations. Some are successful, but jointly, It's almost like together we are what we can't be alone. It's a beautiful team effort kind of a thing. And I'm telling you, Owen, if you could be in that house and see the canine unit and the SWAT team and the highway patrol and the adjacent federal and local law enforcement units that are all working together in the spirit of unity and teamwork with this, it's the most inspiring and positive. I mean, our hair was standing up. Each arrest we got, the team was like more jazzed, high-fiving. I never saw one squabble. Between the unit members, it was just a really unifying thing to see. And it pains me to know that the mainstream news media isn't informing the American public about it, but there's positive stuff going on. This mission is growing. Law enforcement units are learning about the cooperation and the positive effect and the impact of this and the success of the operation. So I think this is really ramping up now and growing. So I'm very thankful that I dared to start this operation and just to look where it's gone. I feel unworthy.
Oh, well, you did dare because you met a lot of flack. I remember when you first started doing this, there was all kinds of pushback, all kinds of even censorship of you. You were under attack and now here you are making a difference in the world. And the stories that you've come on and talked with me about are truly inspiring. And that's why I'm glad that you mentioned that because there's no mainstream media coverage of this. There's no mainstream media coverage of these pedophiles being arrested, these sex crime operations, these sting operations. I mean, literally nothing. But as you said, this is like, I mean, it's inspiring to witness it, but then it should be unifying. Everybody in the country, you'd think, would be behind this. Everybody in the country would be saying, let's save these kids. I mean, we're talking about saving kids with gun control. Well, why don't we save kids that are actually in a sex slavery operation right now? Where's the unification behind that, Craig Sawyer?
Oh, and it's creepy. to hear the deafening silence from the mainstream news media. Do you not think that a federal agent, that an IRS agent getting caught seeking sex with minor age children and getting arrested, do you not think that's national news? Do you not think it's national news when an active duty Army recruiter comes in, when two illegal aliens come in for that and get arrested, or when an elder and the church comes in, or any of these other people, man? One guy.
Hey, you've got mayors, you've got aides. I mean, it's crazy.
No aspect of our society is immune from this sickness, by my observation. Owen, getting into these investigations, it's reached into and infested every corner of our society. We really have to, you know, unite like we're doing to clean it up. And I think every organization has to kind of take an inward look and kind of clean house. And as a nation, we've got to do that. We've got to be honest about it. And so doing, we can create a positive, safer, healthier future for our children, so that we're not putting kids through this and shattering their little minds and wrecking the rest of their lives. Because they do relate to people, even if they survive it physically. Their little psyches are shattered. Man, they're traumatized emotionally. They don't understand why these adults are taking out their physical lust on them instead of helping the children and leading them and mentoring them and protecting them like we should as adults. So they spend the rest of their lives, these people, trying to counsel their way and work through it and heal from it. So shame on those doing it. I think it's just time. It's time that we face it. And time that we all rise up together, be part of the positive team effort to make us a better future for the kids. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And ever since I started talking to you about this and you started vetsforchildrescue.org, you know, when you first started doing this, you were kind of a lone voice in the wilderness. It kind of felt like you were a lone wolf and you just had to lower your head and just power forward with this deal, power through the obstacles, power through the fog and all the flack you received. But it seems to me now that you've actually gotten some positive outcomes here, now that you've gotten other people to join up on you, you've gotten cooperation from law enforcement, it sounds to me like this is actually building momentum and more people want to be involved.
Oh, it's gaining momentum rapidly, Owen. I did this by faith. I had nothing, dude. I was just a busted up veteran with nothing but a conviction to help. And people had faith in me due to my integrity and my proven background, and they took a chance, and look what's come of it already. And it's growing rapidly. It's taken off. Alex had faith in me. Alex dropped $100,000. That was the catalyst that really helped us get started when everybody else was trying to shut us up and silence us and stop us from helping the kids. You know, people can say what they want. Look at what Alex did. He put his money where his mouth is. He helped us. That money helped us get started. And now the momentum is accelerating. There are a lot of good people now seeing what's going on, and it's blowing up. And there's a lot of kids that are going to be, they're going to be able to avoid being subjected to the horrors of child trafficking and pedophilia because of it. And I'm grateful to be a part of this, be on this train for the kids, man. It's raging forward now, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring. It's a lot of energy building.
You know, and it's incredible too, because not only are you going to stop people from getting into this in the future, but you're also trying to rehab some of the victims that have been freed, that you guys have helped free these victims. And you know, it's incredible to me. If Craig Sawyer wanted to go on some campaign against Trump and tell you how bad Trump is and tell you how we need to grab the guns, CNN and MSNBC would put Craig Sawyer's face everywhere. But no, Craig Sawyer wants to dedicate his time and efforts into saving children and stopping pedophiles from getting their hands on children. Where's the mainstream news on Craig Sawyer now? Totally silenced. It's really sick.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules.
And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can no, that's exactly stand it. Me up at the We're not going to back down to media trying to intimidate us out of our free speech. We're not going to back down to the Democrats and the media trying to intimidate us out of our Second Amendment right. And we're not going to be intimidated when certain powers that be in the power structure want to stop investigations into pedophilia in America, which is what Craig Sawyer is doing, investigating these pedophiles, trying to bring this to light. VetsForChildRescue.org is his website. We're going to be joined by Craig Sawyer just momentarily here. But if you heard Craig in the last segment, you heard him mention a $100,000 donation that Alex Jones made to his foundation, VetsForChildRescue.org. Now, this isn't to blow smoke at Alex or Alex bragging, because he doesn't talk about that often, because it's not about getting credit or getting notoriety. But the reason why I tell this to you is because that's what InfoWars does. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're not funding Alex Jones to buy a $100,000 Lamborghini. You're funding Alex Jones to build a $100,000 studio, honestly, probably like $1 million studios now, and give half a give money to Craig Sawyer, who's putting his sweat and effort on the line to expose pedophilia in America. So that's what we do here at InfoWars. That's why we have InfoWars Store, because if we had big corporations, big pharmaceutical companies running us and funding us, we wouldn't be able to talk about whatever we wanted to talk about, when we wanted to talk about it, and how we wanted to talk about it. So it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy on you with household items like toothpaste. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, fluoride-free toothpaste is the new craze, but it not just doesn't just remove the fluoride from there, but it puts the positive halogen in there. The iodine, the nascent iodine, is in there along with the colloidal silver and all the other important ingredients. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off right now, while supplies last. So we are on very limited supply of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste right now, and the 50% off special is going to remain. So rush to InfoWarsStore.com to get the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste before it sells out. And then I'm not sure when the next run of it comes in, but it's going to be a bit in between the time we sell out and the time we get another supply. So InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off Icarin, the liver cleanse, 25% off BrainForce Plus. The specials go on. But you have the InfoWars Alex Jones guarantee. We pay it forward with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We build new studios. We fund other investigative researchers like Craig Sawyer. We send reporters to events. We build new studios. We expand in the face of the anti-American media. Right here is the pro-American media. So Craig Sawyer is my guest. In the last segment, we were talking mostly about his efforts exposing pedophiles in this country, sting operations resulting in arrest. Big news, big positive news coming from that. We highlighted that in the last segment. But Craig, I wanted to get your take on what's going on with the narratives surrounding the Florida high school shooting, where it seems like any opinion that might be pro-Second Amendment is drowned out. And now they're using kids as political pawns to make it look like, oh, you're so insensitive. You don't even have a heart. You won't even listen to the kids. I mean, that is really, really sick Nazi-style propaganda if you think about it.
It is. For me, I'm so far past it, Owen. Personally, all of the facts are on the side of gun ownership and the Second Amendment. You know, you look at the towns that have the highest per capita gun ownership, they have the lowest incidence of shootings.
Yeah, look at Kennesaw, Georgia. I think you have to own a weapon by law or something crazy. It's like, see if you guys can find that.
I've actually been there. I've been through there. A friend of mine said, hey, this is the town that it's actually a law on the books where you have to own at least.
Yeah, and they have zero crime.
Yeah, yeah. So when you fast forward, the losing argument, the facts are not on the side of the radical left. The only thing they can resort to is manipulating the young and the innocent, or not the innocent, the ignorant and the naive. Those who don't have the life experience to understand the difference. They
and
have
innocent to a point too. I mean, these are young minds. I mean, to an extent, they are innocent.
They are innocent, and they're trying to do what's right, but they don't have the life experience and they don't understand the facts. They don't know the statistics. And so they are unwitting pawns, and they are manipulated by the puppeteers. You know, George Soros pumps millions and millions of dollars into these organizations that goes and tries to orchestrate these protests and pump out the narrative to these young college students and say, you know, here's the emotional way that you should feel, and here's the only solution is to get rid of all the guns. It's only later when these college students actually start looking through the real statistics and go, wait a minute, the facts don't line up with the emotional political narrative of this radical group that's telling us how to protest. So I would encourage everybody at any age, look at the stats, look at what happens. Look at what happens when nations disarm the law-abiding citizens. Look at the tragedy and the tyranny that inevitably happens before there has been government-sponsored genocide. In every case, they first disarmed the law-abiding citizens. In every case, they've got to get them disarmed before.
Yeah, I mean, they cry Hitler all day long. Hitler came for the guns.
Yeah, yeah. So that's history. Again, it's back to the facts and understanding what's going on, having life experience. So I'd encourage anybody, study world history, study what happens on with big governments. When they get too much power, they inevitably disarm the citizens. And when they turn corrupt, they start murdering off all the citizens that they don't like. And that's not good. So
No, and I think that I think that this is their big push. I mean, definitely the biggest we've seen yet to come after the Second Amendment. They want to ban AR-15s, ban bump stocks, ban X, ban Y. Then the next thing you know, you're banning Z and A and B and C and everything. And that's the slippery slope that we at least want to have a debate on, which they did have today, or at least a quote unquote hearing session. We will be playing some of those clips later. But, you know, there's something about this, Craig, that really doesn't make sense logically. If you are of the left mindset, which really exposes their doublethink mentality here, because think about it. The same group of people that are marching on the streets today to ban assault rifles, the same group of people who are marching on the streets today to do something about gun control and legislate the Second Amendment out of existence, these are the same people that are out on the streets protesting the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and protesting the police as a bunch of racist bigots. So, but wait a second.
Yeah.
You're protesting guns, which you think is the most evil thing on the planet, but yet you want to centralize all of the guns in the hands of the government run by President Trump and the police that you're also protesting. I mean, how do you wrap your mind around that?
Well, they're just lost. Ultimately, imagine what it is that they're protesting for. Oh, and they want the big government to be their mommy. So they want to give all 100% control to the government. And you and I see how people aren't really happy with the Postal Service and the DMV and the IRS. And
oh my gosh, don't get me started.
When it gets too big, it gets kind of stupid because it just gets, there's too much bureaucratic red tape, and inevitably power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So why don't they understand that when the government gets too big, inevitably you're rolling a dice. And historically, whenever governments have gotten too much power over the people, it's turned into a really bad thing. So our founding fathers knew that. So these young college students would do well to research the real facts on the dynamics with government control. They also want no borders. So let's let every amount of criminal and terrorist into the United States. We'll do the math on how that's going to work out. Let's import violence and chaos and somehow things are going to be better. And, oh, let's have no law enforcement because we think that's evil. So now you've just created a guaranteed disaster. That's what
they're fighting. A third world hellhole. This story just came out today, Craig. MS-13 spreads to 22 states. Fed by 300,000 illegals, DACA recipients, et cetera. So that's the chaos you're talking about. But real quick, final 30 seconds here, Craig, and it's kind of a rhetorical question, but we protect banks with armed security. We protect planes with armed security, airports with armed security, heck, ball games with armed security. Why don't we use that same logic to schools? Why don't we protect schools with armed security?
Owen, Israel does it. We should too. That's the fact. That's the bottom line.
And again,
children are more precious than jewelry.
But not if you consider the fact that we protect our money with guns and not our children with guns. That's the backward.
That jewelry store, and there's a armed guard there.
Exactly. Craig Sawyer, thank you so much. TacticalInsider.com. Heroic work that you're doing. VetsForChildRescue.org. VetsForChildRescue.org. Support Craig Sawyer.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health.
Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
InfoWars.com/
Owen Stroyer here for InfoWars.com. We are at the range in Austin, and I'm about to buy an AR-15 because I think they're about to ban them, and I want to make sure I get one before they ban them. Now, I don't think this is going to happen during Trump's presidency, but it's definitely going to happen at some point. They're never going to stop until they ban them, so that's going to be the case. So we're here today not just to get an AR-15, but also to show you that they're not going to sell me one until they fully do a background check on me, and they're not going to sell me one until they know that I know how to use it. He's already been telling me stuff, showing me around. We're going to go to the range. He's going to make sure I know how to use it safely. So part of the things about guns and buying guns and learning about guns is always gun safety. They always go hand in hand. That's the proper way to do this. So Owen Stroyer here at the range in Austin, and we're going to buy an AR-15. We're going to show you it takes a background check, but it's also our right as an American citizen to have a firearm.
Filling out your background check form.
So yes, I've decided that I want to purchase a rifle here today, and I'm now going through the process of a background check and all the other security clearances in order to make that happen. My man's taking care of me. I got to fill out some forms, fill out a buyer profile, and make sure that I'm safe to properly buy a rifle. So part of the questions that I have to fill out here for this form to buy a rifle is, am I an unlawful user of or addicted to, these drugs right here? And we were just discussing, does that count? You know, is that a controlled substance if you're on the SSRI drugs? If you're on a drug like that, that a lot of these shooters that do the mass shootings end up being on the SSRI drugs, the antidepressants, etc. So it's interesting, you know, are they breaking the law if they say they're not addicted to those drugs, even though
they put
they're highly
addicted? Unlawful user of or addicted to the substance. But there's plenty of people who are on prescription opioids, which are narcotic drugs across the country.
And SSRI drugs are known to be very, very addictive. I mean, you've seen what the opioid crisis has done to people. So, you know, maybe this is the part of the background check that people need to be thinking about here and, considering what is addicted to in a depressant, a stimulant, a narcotic, or any other controlled substance. Is that a user of an SSRI drug? I think maybe that's the debate that needs to happen here.
So this is the status of his background check here. So proceed. So can you sell him this gun?
I can.
So he's passed his background check?
So I just passed the background check. So the next step is learning the proper procedures to using it, learning how to use it safely, and of course, learning how to shoot it accurately. So that's what we're going to go do now. ladies and gentlemen. Owen Troyer for InfoWars.com. That is the process that you go through if you want to buy a rifle and then shoot a rifle. You got to pass a background check. You have to pass a safety check, and you have to know what you're doing. You have to learn how to load it, how to have the safety on, how to turn it off, and all of the other things that come along with using a rifle. Now, we wanted to do this video as kind of a counterpoint to everything else that you're seeing in the media right now that's blaming the guns. Well, a gun is not going to fire itself, ever. It's never happened. It's impossible. And if we're going to have a debate about this, let's at least have a fair debate. And there is a fair debate to be had, but if we're going to talk about the guns, why not talk about what kind of drugs that the shooter was on? As part of my background check, I had to check that I was not addicted to any narcotics.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full report is on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. And right here in studio, I have the assault rifle that I purchased legally yesterday after getting a background check. And it was actually a good guy with a gun that stopped the mass murderer that shot up a church in Texas. Never forget that.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes great.
Owen Troyer here for InfoWars.com.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Well, the next mass shooter is already out there, and he probably already has a gun. And if he doesn't have a gun, he's going to get his or her hands on a gun. I guess I should, you know, be a good liberal and not say it's only a he. I mean, I guess a female could shoot up a school just as likely, even though that's not the factual.
It might not be a male or female.
That's true. It could just be gender fluid. So Jake Lloyd joins me in studio here to discuss the Second Amendment, gun rights, why the approach being used by these young students and being pushed by the teachers is not the right approach. Plus, I mean, the craziness about all of this now is the Fantastic Four that get interviewed by CNN and ABC. I mean, just across the board, everybody's interviewing them. They're doing interviews over in Europe, overseas, on different networks too. It's the Fantastic Four. They're so good. And they are actors. People want to inject this new notion that we're saying they're crisis actors and nothing ever happened. No, they're actors. They're literally in the drama club. That's just a fact. I mean, the Marjorie Stoneman hype tweets out about how they're in the drama club. So that's just a fact. But before we start going to these clips, Jake, obviously you're very impassioned about this. You're a weapons expert yourself. You know, you've been trained by the Army how to use these things and why. You know, here in America, it's important that we have the Second Amendment. So just seeing all of this and seeing the talking points and the approach, you know, what is your response?
I think what really needs to be done is we need to look at the history of gun control in the United States, because if you, what a lot of these people are calling for is assault weapons ban. And I have the numbers here about all the stats and everything, how gun crime has fluctuated over the past 25 years or so. But look at it and see if, because there was an assault weapons ban from 94 until 2004. And if you look at it, it doesn't have the effect that people think that it'll have on gun crime. And even more than that, the requirements to be classified as an assault weapon, whether it's a rifle, a shotgun, or a handgun, they're completely arbitrary. They don't affect the lethality of the weapons at all. It has to do with how things look. It has to do with how things, how heavy they are. It doesn't have anything to do with how fast you can.
So I could bring out like a 19th century rifle that fires like two shots a minute.
Yeah.
And that could be considered an assault rifle.
It could if you put a barrel shroud on it, which on your AR right there, if you hold that up, what you have your hand on right there is to protect your hand from the heat of the barrel. That's called a barrel shroud. And it serves the same function as wood does on the forward grip of a weapon. But because that's black and metal and scary.
It's scary looking.
What you're not factoring in when you advocate for gun rights is how many people are scared to death by the gun. You need to factor that in.
Well, and as the guy who was overseeing a shooting yesterday said, he was like, cause he overheard the video and heard, and he agreed with what we were saying. He was like, you know, this isn't loaded. There's no ammo in this. But he was like, if you loaded that weapon and sat it down on that table and then you sat there till the day you died, that gun is not going to move.
Yeah.
It's not going to fire. Yeah. It's not going to do anything. There has to be a human behind it. Of course, now they're going to the next level saying, let's just abort all humans and that'll avoid mass shootings. Mm-hmm. So using that logic, why don't we have more mass shootings? Because then there could be less mass shootings.
Well, there's less gun regulation in 2017 than there was in 1994. And we have less crime now. Not even to mention that when the assault weapons ban was put in place in 1994, there was 13,000 deaths by handguns, and there was only 2,800 deaths by other weapons, which includes rifles and shotguns. Not even to mention,
I wonder how much of those were suicides too.
Oh yeah, that's another factor that needs to be considered.
Usually it's about 70% of gun deaths are suicides.
Correct. And if you look, in 2014, this is from FBI crime statistics, handguns killed 5,000 people, rifles killed 248. We're told that rifles are the big killers, but it's 248. Shotguns, remember Joe Biden said, if you want to protect yourself, get a shotgun. Shotguns killed 262. That's 14 more than rifles. Knives in 2014.
And a shotgun a shotgun will fire, unless you got some crazy, ridiculous, like pump action barrel. Uh-huh. Like you're firing maybe eight, at the most.
And most of them come with duct plugs anyway. So you have like two or three rounds at the most. Knives killed 1,500 people in 2014, which is multitudes more than rifles.
You got soda machines on there? How many people were killed by a soda machine?
Do you want to hear the real kicker? This is from FBI crime statistics, by the way. So blunt objects, baseball bats, wrenches, whatever, killed 435.
Bowling
pins could be blunt objects. They killed almost as much as rifles. According to the FBI crime statistics, you're more likely to get killed by somebody's hands and fists, or fists and feet, than rifles, with 660. You're more likely to get karate chopped to death than killed in a mass shooting by a rifle. But they want to ban assault weapons, which includes rifles. Are we going to ban hands and feet?
And I'll play devil's advocate here for a second, because we kind of use the same argument with open borders. It's like, well, you know, let's say only 10% of them are bad. Well, we don't want that 10%. I think that you could use that same point to say, well, you know, there are this many deaths with a rifle, but there's a different ripple to that, because the Second Amendment and people being aware that we have a Second Amendment actually curtails crime. It actually stops people from doing crimes. And I guarantee you, if Nicholas Cruz was privy to the fact that there was an armed security guard on the site, he may not have done it. He may have decided a different soft target. But he knew at that school it was a gun-free zone, and he could go in there and kill people. He picked his target in the freshman hallway, and there wasn't a good guy with a gun on the scene, so they had to call the police and wait for them to show up.
If you understand that behind the next door you kick in, there could be somebody waiting there to shoot you, then it – it mitigates the chance of somebody actually trying to do that. And
you have got any other statistics you want to read here?
So, I mean, we could talk about like what we were talking about with the barrel shroud on that one. You could have a musket that has a barrel shroud and a modified telescoping stock, and it would be considered assault weapon.
Even if I'm loading it through the barrel.
Even if you're loading it through the barrel, if you have a black barrel shroud on it and you take off the wooden stock and put one of those.
If I made this pink, mm-hmm. Do you think maybe I'd be okay? If it was
maybe
a pink gun?
Maybe so. Maybe if you took the barrel.
What if my gun was gender fluid?
If you took the barrel.
Right now it identifies as a female.
If you painted the little female sign on it, maybe. Maybe so. Maybe it identifies as a 17th century musket. I don't know.
Would then make it an assault rifle.
Could possibly.
So it actually needs to identify as a bowling pin, although exactly. Then it's more dangerous according to the
But it doesn't matter because it doesn't look scary.
Maybe we should ban bowling pins.
Maybe we should ban everything.
But the weird like jump of logic that they make where you say, okay, let's have armed security at every bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have armed security at diamond stores. Or if you are a store owner, you probably have a gun on the scene
right.
to protect yourself. We protect banks, I mean, airplanes, airports, courtrooms, but nothing at a school.
Yeah, I'm not big on making arguments like this, like the left does with people, but they want to say, oh, you're not listening to these gun control, these kids pushing gun control. You're not listening.
We're listening.
You don't care about the kids. How about if we applied the same logic in reverse? They want to protect movie stars. They want to protect banks. Like you said, they want to protect everything that they think is valuable with armed guards. Do they not think that high school students are valuable? Do they not want to protect these valuable high school students? Does the left not care about children? That argument could just as easily be applied to them as they apply it to us. For some reason, you know, we feel like we're above that. I don't know. Maybe we should reconsider that. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should keep the high ground. I don't know, but I think it's important that we point these things out to people so that they understand the nonsensical nature of these arguments.
I think that there's fair debates to be had. The problem is we're not having the fair debates because the left just wants to end the Second Amendment.
Right.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally up
upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. It's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've really got to focus in here for the next three segments to try to take care of all of this news that I've got. But before I get to all of that, I wasn't even aware of this. This is actually really cool. If you go to SpikesTactical.com, SpikesTactical.com, and use the code Alex, we can get you major discounts and major savings from SpikesTactical.com. You have the store pulled up right there. So you've got all kinds of made in America, AR-15s, accessories, etc., all at SpikesTactical.com. And with the code Alex, you can get discounts there. So check out SpikesTactical.com. Of course, also InfoWarsStore.com. We've got backpack plated body armor if you want to put the plate in your backpack and send them to school. We've got bulletproof vests. We've got body armor backpack. There's the Citizen Armor Gray right there. I'm thinking about getting myself one of those. So, you know, I mean, this is the stuff people think about. This is the market that people get more interest in when these things happen. There's the Defender body armor right there. You can slide that into a backpack. And you heard at the top of the last video report I shot, I'm not a big rifle guy, honestly. I don't get off talking about rifles and having a big gun, like, look at me, like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's cool stuff. I mean, I had a blast shooting this thing yesterday. It's really cool when you have it. I mean, it's an empowering feeling. I did this because, as you heard in the video, I think they're going to ban this stuff. They're coming. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop trying to ban these things. So I figured, okay, you're going to try to ban the assault rifle. I'm going to go out and buy one. And in fact, I've got a story here somewhere. I don't even know. My head is spinning. Gun sales are up. Gun sales are literally up now because of them trying to grab the guns. I don't know where that story is, but I had it here somewhere. So anyway, InfoWarsStore.com, folks, this is how you support us. We've got toothpaste, all kinds of household products, shampoo. Don't forget about the new liver cleanse, Icarin. 50% off Icarin right now. A powerful liver cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is how you support the InfoWars so that we can expand in the face of the censorship. So Jake Lloyd is in studio. He's going to be with here for the remainder of this. We're going to talk about the student actors. Yes, they're actors. They're in their drama program is what we're saying there. We're not saying they're faking or that the shooting didn't happen. We're just saying they happen to be in the drama program. And it looks like there might be some collusion there with the Me Too marchers of the George Soros-funded protests. So we're going to get into that in a minute. Obviously, they're coming after the Second Amendment. But Trump had a quote-unquote listening session today, and you heard from students, you heard from parents, not just from the Florida shooting, but also from Sandy Hook. It got really emotional. Unfortunately, I was not able to listen to most of this. I'm not sure if they may have actually tried to throw us under the bus because Trump did an interview with us here. but I'm not sure if that happened. But I wanted to play this clip. This was one of the clips that I was lucky enough to hear. This is from Andrew Pollock. Now, Andrew Pollock showed up at the school looking for his daughter, Meadow, and he was wearing a Trump shirt. So immediately he got attacked by the left saying, this is all your fault. You did this to your daughter. I mean, talk about insensitivity. It always comes from the left, really. And he was at the listening session today, and he had a minute to voice his opinion. Here is the powerful testimony from Andrew Pollock, the father of Meadow Pollock that died in the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week, and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the third floor. We, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottled water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children. It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different laws. We need to come together.
Here, pause it right there real quick. That's the key, though. So, see how he says that's the only thing that's important? Not to the left. That's the key. The only thing that's important to the Democrats, the only thing that's important to the left is banning guns, grabbing the guns, demonizing guns, and banning the Second Amendment. That's what's important to them. That's how you know it, because they don't listen to a voice of reason like Andrew Pollock saying, I can't get on an airplane or here or here without being faced with an armed guard. How come we don't have them at schools? Roll the clip on.
Different parties and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple.
That's not what the left is interested in.
We protect airports. We protect concerts, stadiums, embassies. The Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard.
Yeah, the bureaucrats are more important than the kids.
Because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once. And they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot?
Not by banning planes.
It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. And Mr. President, we're gonna fix it. Because I'm gonna fix it. I'm not gonna rest. And look at, my boys need to live with this. I want to see everyone. You guys look at this. Me, I'm a man. But to see your children go through this, buried their sister. So that's what I keep saying this, because I want it to sink in. Not forget about this. We can't forget about it. All the school shootings. It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea. And it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools. That's it. No other discussions. Security, whatever we have to do. Get the right people, the consultants. These are our commodities, man. I'm never going to see my kid again. I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid.
That is just a powerful testimony there from Andrew Pollock. You can hear the passion and the truth. And to answer the question, why wasn't it fixed? Again, that's because the left doesn't want to fix it. The left makes it all about guns. So the left makes it a party divide a partisan divide so that you're only debating guns. It's not about protecting the kids. That's why it's never fixed, because the left makes it a debate about guns instead of protecting the children. Jake, in the final 30 seconds, what do you think about that testimony?
The thing is, this guy makes too much sense, and that's why the left goes after people like him. That's why the left goes after people like the... They silence anybody. They went after some woman, and now she's being harassed because she worked with Russian bots. But the truth is, just the same as we need government, it was said around our nation's founding that if men were angels, there'd be no need for government. If men were angels, there'd be no need for guns. And that's all that I have to say about it.
We've got some more videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Jake Lloyd in studio here with me, Owen Schroyer on the War Room. We got a bunch of video clips that we've got to get to. There's some new stories developing right now at Infowars.com. The shooting situation just gets weirder and weirder. Let's first go to this clip. The reason why I want to play all these videos is so that you can understand there is a contrived effort here from the left to only give the voice to the left. So in other words, all of these students that had already been trained in the drama department in high school were already geared up and ready to go on TV and do these interviews. One of them even says, we'll have the clip. Well, maybe I'll go back to school or maybe I'll just keep doing interviews because they are the only ones that get the TV interviews, not the pro Second Amendment activists. So here's a clip. This is just insane. This is apparently this video comes from David Hogg. Have you seen this when he's in the closet?
I haven't. No.
So watch this clip. This is apparently David Hogg in a closet during the shooting, and magically the girl he's in the closet with says, yeah, I was going to be in the NRA. Now I definitely don't. Roll the clip.
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be, because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore.
This is happening during the shooting. She's having this conversation. Can you believe this?
No, I the last thing that I'd be doing if I'm getting shot at is saying, man, I really regret that NRA thing I was thinking about. I really regret that.
I personally have rallied for, gun rights and less control, not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoint. I wanted to be a junior NRA member. I wanted to learn how to hunt. I was always fascinated by guns as a young girl, but this experience was so traumatizing to the point where now I can't even fathom the idea of a gun in my house. I did have plans for my 18th birthday to go to Nexus Gun Range.
I just don't buy this. This is
imagine if you were taking a trip to Oklahoma for some reason. You're like, wow, I was going to move here. Like, there's a tornado going on. You step out onto the porch. You go, wow, I was going to move here, but now there's tornadoes. I'm not going to anymore. This tornado is pretty crazy. That's, who does that? who jumps out into the middle of chaos and just talks about this arbitrary BS?
All right, this is crazy. The stories that just got on Infowars.com. Shooting survivor says police were firing blanks for a drill before the rampage. And then you've got David Hogg apparently did an interview about the shooting, or an anti-gun interview before the shooting even happened. And again, though, that's a video of him in a closet while the shooting is going down, apparently interviewing that girl. I mean, how set up is that?
I mean, how many times does this kid get to be on the news? How many times he was on the news. You see things like local news affiliates before the shooting back in California and different places. How many times does this kid have to be on the news before things start seeming weird?
Oh, yeah, he's in the CNN studios, you know.
Yeah, he's just happens to be.
Dad's an FBI agent.
There's a video of him being coached on his line saying, sorry. And then the guy's like, that's okay. It's okay. Just start
it's
over.
Okay, David. Yeah,
how much do you need to see that this kid's getting coached on what to say?
And again, we're not saying this didn't happen. We're saying they are clearly using this incident, which they may have let happen. I think they could have easily very much let this happen. I mean, just look at all the warning signs they got, and then it still happens. But the fact that he's sitting here in the closet, oh, yeah, you used to love guns, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love guns until I was in this situation.
I bet you don't love guns now. Don't say it too loud because we're getting shot. We don't want them to know where we are. But
don't keep your voice down. I'm doing an interview here. There's a shooter on my campus, and I'm going to do an interview.
There's a shooter on the loose, but let me know how you feel about guns now.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to pull my cell phone out, which actually, again, if you actually pulled your cell phone out and recorded that, I think that's actually brave, and I think that's actually good.
By all means, film what's going on.
Yeah,
but
that's the way I felt about it.
I wouldn't be exactly like conducting an interview on the morality of gun rights.
Hey, what do you think about this shooting right now?
You for or against this?
Meanwhile, remember when the stories first broke, it was like how all the students were like, shh, shh, don't say anything, shh, like, oh, don't move, don't anything. Mm-hmm. But apparently this guy has free reign to do an interview.
I don't know, and you see these videos where people are getting shot. Like, there's a video of somebody in a classroom.
It's like blood on the ground.
And they're like, oh my gosh, and then you hear a bunch of bangs, and then you hear people scream. It's like, it's sick that you'd be throwing this out there. I don't know, I don't get why,
that's so staged, it's not even funny. But here's David Hogg again on CNN. He says he's not an actor.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple other kids. And we couldn't get into a classroom. We were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots anymore.
How did you know there was a he? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we would have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know, trained for this. So no one took it seriously until...
So is this a...
Screaming. It was the worst screaming you'll ever hear. It was awful, like...
All right, so that actually was not the clip I meant to throw to. So let's actually go to the other clip, which is actually of David Hogg.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill, too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
All right, so that this is a video of David Hogg being coached.
The janitor, sorry.
It's okay. You're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in, I was in, hold on.
It's okay.
When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, hang on. I don't know how to put this in perspective. Okay.
There he is being coached on his lines.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe, in the same hallway.
Why is it so hard to believe that people are coached? I mean, in the 90s, you had that girl who testified saying that Saddam's army went into a hospital and threw babies out of incubators to justify war. Why would it not happen here to take the gun?
Well, just look at what CNN's done in the past. I mean, blue screening themselves into events. Charles Jaco in the basement of Atlanta saying he's getting bombed in Kuwait or whatever it was. So we know that they make fake news, but it's just like... How can you not see this and at least have a question? Now, here's the clip. Again, folks, it's been a tornado in here today. This is the clip I was actually looking for of David Hogg saying he's not a crisis actor.
David Hogg and his father, Kevin, who, by the way, actually was in the FBI, could make time to talk about it.
What a coincidence.
David,
deal.
Appreciate you being
what
with
a
us.
Coincidence.
David, first of all, that Donald Trump Jr.
Anderson Cooper,
is liking
the agent, Operation Mockingbird, CIA.
I wonder how his dad feels about the FBI's behavior on Nicholas Cruz.
When you hear that.
Yeah, pause right there. Oh, but see, that's it. That's it. That right there shows you how agenda-driven this is. If Anderson Cooper was worth his salt as a news reporter, the first question that he should ask this FBI agent, how come the FBI did nothing about Nicholas Cruz, but that's not where they go?
Well,
they immediately go after the Second
Amendment.
Why wouldn't
the dad say something? If I worked at the FBI previously and then the FBI screwed this up and got kids killed, potentially my kid killed, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs from the rooftops at my former employer who's supposed to be protecting people.
Well, David was safely in the closet doing an interview.
Oh, yeah.
So he learned that on CNN. All right, let's finish this clip here before we go to break.
I went running around.
David Hogg and his father.
Used to believe that something like this could happen is something that all of us don't want to believe, but the sad truth is that it is. These people saying this is absolutely disturbing, and I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form. I'm the son of a former FBI agent, and that is true. But as such, it is also true that I go to Stoneman Douglas High School, and I was a witness to this. I'm not a crisis actor. I'm somebody that had to witness this and live through this, and I continue to have to do that. But I'm also it's unbelievable to me that these people are even saying this, and the fact that Donald Trump Jr. liked that post.
Now you know how we feel when they say we're Russian agents.
It's also false in terms of the sense that these people keep saying that I'm anti-Second Amendment. I'm not. I would love if I want every American to be able to own a gun that has a mentally stable mind, a person that has a credible background that doesn't have any previous, like, major convictions, and somebody that's not going to go out and commit these atrocities, because those are the people that are at fault here.
Now, see, if that is the talking point that he used, if that was the debate, he said, let's look at the background check and realize what part of the background check, because Cruz should have never been able to buy the gun.
Right. Well, but that's not what they're pushing, because what they're pushing is hashtag ban machine guns.
Exactly.
Machine guns are illegal.
And, again, I just had the background check last night. Cruz should have never passed it. There were multiple questions on there that he should have never passed. How did he pass that background check? They have to send that information to the FBI before you can buy it. So the FBI missed the mark 3 different times on Nicholas Cruz, at least.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So now you've got state representatives in Florida firing their aides because they say that the student activists are actors, even though many of them are in the drama program. And in fact, I'm not going to go with this story yet, but be on the lookout for it tomorrow. We're getting just more and more evidence that not only are these people actors and being trained, but also they're working with the Women's March and getting George Soros funds. So that's a developing thing that I'm just going to sit on until tomorrow when we have more information. But you were saying, in response to the comments that Hogg was making in the last segment about not being an actor, you were saying that there was something strange about that.
There's something. So number one, the fact that he has to say, I'm not a crisis actor. Now, and I think it should be clarified that people died there. Crisis actors don't have to be for complete false flags where nothing actually happened. They can just be used to pump something up and push a certain
agenda. Yeah, and a lot of them end up at multiple of these tragedies. They end up at one shooting, the next shooting, and it's like, what?
And you have a different name? This has happened. But the fact is, that people are actually using the word crisis actor on CNN, having to clarify, I'm not a crisis actor, shows how far we've come from just a year or two ago. I mean, could you have imagined somebody going on CNN saying, I'm not a crisis actor? I think...
No, they wouldn't even let you say it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think organizations like InfoWars and other, you know, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Gateway Pundit, I think they've really pushed things like that into the mainstream, just where people at least asking questions.
And you got to give President Trump credit for that, too, because without President Trump, who knows if the phrases deep state and globalist are the household terms that they are now. I mean, everybody talks about the deep state and the globalist now. Where
exactly.
We've been talking about it on InfoWars for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a household thing. I want to get back to these clips. This is a shocking clip. This comes from an ex-girlfriend, apparently, of Cruz, Ariana Lopez. Again, you hear this and you realize they had all of this intel on Cruz's state of mind and he still was able to do this. Let's roll the clip of his ex-girlfriend.
Ariana Lopez says her one-time friendship with former classmate and Florida shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz started out as any normal teenage friendship does.
He would tell me about his mom and his brother.
But she says she soon saw traits she describes as disturbing emerge.
He used to sell knives out of his lunchbox, which I thought was like insane because you can't have knives. This is a school.
Sell knives out of his lunchbox.
As for those haunting social media posts,
he would talk about how he sympathized with Syrian terrorists and that people who oppose them should be killed. He posts pictures.
I thought he was a right winger.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
I thought he was white supremacist.
Like this was normal. Like you could even see a hamper in the background. That's how out of like how ordinary this was to him. He talked about killing our parents, our friends, boyfriends, and girlfriends.
Lopez says Cruz
her
after school. She says
authorities were alerted about this.
School officials multiple times between
She said this right there. She's like, I told school officials multiple times.
Schools has not yet responded to ABC News when asked about her claims.
How convenient. They don't want to talk about it.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't investigate the FBI, though. They're angels.
Yeah, let's not answer questions about Cruz and how he got away with this. And then let's just bulldoze the school that the shooting happened in, too.
ABC affiliate WPLG was over a girl Cruz briefly dated.
He would hit her. He would threaten her. He would threaten her family and her friends for talking.
Okay, that's good. All right, pull it down and end that. Now, this is key right there. That is key. Part of the background check is... Do you have a history of domestic abuse, of assault, anything like that? She just said it. Yes, there was a history. He abused girlfriends. He hit girls. He should have failed the background check. Why did the background check not work? There's your debate.
We want to, well, I don't want to derail this too much, but we want to, you know, the FBI can't handle a case like this. They can't prevent a school shooting from somebody who's obviously mentally unstable, obviously has ambitions of killing a bunch of people, but we trust them. Whenever they say there was Russian collusion, or we trust them whenever they say that the president is a traitor. I don't want to derail too much, but I just think it's funny that the FBI can royally screw up something like this with deaths of multiple children, but we trust them that they're above reproach.
The FBI's incompetence is really showing. They can't stop Russia from colluding, or they can't stop Russia from meddling. They can't stop the school shooting. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Oh, that's right. You've become a politicized anti-American wing of the bureaucracy. That's what's happened to the FBI.
It should be noted that it's never not been a politicized bureaucracy because it was founded by J. Edgar Hoover, and the guy used it as his personal spying agency to spy on political opponents people just have dirt on. It's been a disgusting organization. Exactly. It's been a disgusting organization from the get-go.
Real quick, we've been doing some investigative work, and I think this is strange, okay? A lot of these kids are in drama class, and now we've noticed that the drama teacher is in the background as they get up to speak to the mainstream media. So it's weird out of a high school with 3,000 plus students. Why are they always picking the drama team?
And we've got all the clips of them too, and she's in the background. I mean, honestly, there's so much crap. We can't even cover it. My head is spinning, and I gotta get to this clip. Darren, stick around if you want to comment, but I gotta get to this clip real quick, guys. Let's fast forward. Let's get to clip 15 now. Listen to what one of the Fantastic Four says on CNN.
Are you gonna be able to go back to school this week or next week? Are you gonna go back into the building where this happened?
Well, first of all, the freshman building is being torn down. But
how convenient, just like Sandy Hook.
The rest of the school is staying up, and as soon as we can, we are going to go back into the school. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure, unless I have interviews or unless we have interviews or somewhere to be, we are going to be at school with the people who need us. We need to stand with our
pause right there. How fake is this girl? Oh, I need to stand with the students. We really need to be there for the fellow students. Oh, but if CNN calls,
I'm
there.
I like how she goes, I will be there. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I will be, I mean, probably.
Oh, well, but I'm so important now. I'm on CNN now. I'm a big gun, you know, I'm a big anti-gun activist now, a pawn of the New World Order, a pawn of the Democrat Party. Yeah. I'm being used and abused. It's honestly probably child abuse, that they're putting these kids through and they don't even realize it. But here, let's finish the interview. Go ahead and roll it. Oh, I'm supposed to be here for the students. I'm here for the students. That is unless CNN calls or MSNBC calls or anybody wants to interview me, then I'm there for them.
I've been working so hard.
I'm working so hard.
Everybody remembers when we first interviewed you on Thursday morning and you were so...
I smile behind the scenes. I laugh. This is all a good time to me. These people are narcissists, man. That's what this is. These people are the biggest narcissists.
But emotionally, how are you?
For me, it's been absolutely exhausting. On those first three nights, I only got 2 hours of sleep. And then I got 4 hours. And last night, I got five. But that's only because I could miss an interview that I had one in the morning in England.
Welcome to the InfoWar, buddy.
It's been absolutely exhausting, but it's still nothing compared to what these parents are having to go through right now. And I think that's what people really need to focus on is these 17 individuals. If Emma and I couldn't exist, if we could just be...
Really? Like Coach Feast?
That's how I'd prefer it. I would want everybody to be doing this
like Meadow Pollock
without any of us saying this. But sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else will.
All right, just pull it down. Just pull it down. I can't do this. I don't want to get into a battlefield with a high school student, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
I mean, the real bad people here are seeing it. How sick is it? I mean, they're doing some sort of weird, like, bizarre, twisted Harvey Weinstein thing rather than they're saying, look, do you want to be a star? Do you want to be the face of a movement? Do you want to do that? Just push. Just come on, kids.
Like, I see what you're saying.
You could change the world. You could change the world, Emma Gonzalez or David Hogg. Yeah. You could do it. You could be the face of a new movement, the kids that changed everything.
You'll be the next anchor.
Exactly. You will be the new face of the anti-gun media. It's just CNN that wants to push these agendas, and they're using these kids. They're playing on their weaknesses and their childlike insecurities to push these things. It's disgusting.
So here's the deal. You know what? Let's just go to this 14, guys. Just roll a little bit of clip 14 here because this is one of the stars. We're calling them the Fantastic Four. It's the same four people every time. Oh, and by the way. Oh, I got to pull this up. Don't do a doc cam on me yet, guys. I just got to confirm this. Okay, Emma Gonzalez now has over a quarter million followers on Twitter and is verified. Eagle Eye MSD, the school newspaper, is totally politicized, totally anti-gun. David Hogg, verified on Twitter. Cameron Caskey, verified on Twitter. So now Twitter is also propping these people up.
Yep. I mean,
this is insane. All right, you know what? Final words. Forget about the clips, guys. We're going to have to cover this tomorrow. Final words, Jake.
Well, it's just they're pushing this narrative now that Trump doesn't want to listen to the kids. Trump
doesn't care. Even though he just did a two-hour seminar with
exactly,
him.
But what they really mean is Trump won't listen to our four favorites, the four that we want people to listen to, because they're not verifying people like Jaylen Martin, the guy that's coming on and talking to us, the pro-gun student who was a witness to the shooting. They're not listening to the other ones that want armed security there. They're only listening to these four people. And because if we don't want to listen to these four people because we disagree on politics, then all of a sudden we don't care about the kids. Once again, it goes back to if you don't agree with us, you don't care about kids. It's the same thing Piers Morgan did back when he had a show before his show got ruined by Alex Jones and Ben Shapiro in the course of about a week. It doesn't matter. They want to stand on the graves of dead children.
So this is actually just coming out from NBC Miami. Broward County deputies to carry rifles on school grounds now. Mm. That is an announcement made from Sheriff Israel. Now deputies will be carrying rifles on school grounds. Oh, do you think that will deter a mass shooter? Yeah, no kidding it will. And if it doesn't stop them from getting there, it'll stop them from killing people en masse. Jake Lloyd, thank you so much for your comments and your time here today. Folks, we're going to have to revisit this all and take care of it all tomorrow, because it's honestly just, it just never stops. And, I don't know, folks. I don't know what to do right now. I mean, it's literally insane. They're pitting high school students against us now. They're literally using children as pawns so that we cannot have an intellectual debate about gun control and protecting kids. That does it for the InfoWars today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/